a muted reaction among college students to last night's debate in Denver to what was said by President Obama and former Governor Romney, but expressions of outrage on social media about what wasn't said. WNYC's Anna Sale was at the University of Denver, and Caitlin Thompson, editor of itsafreecountry.org, was moderating our live chat last night. Good morning to you both.
Hi.
Good morning, Stuart.
So, Anna, let's start with you. Who were you watching the debate with exactly?
Well, I was on the University of Denver campus, just a few blocks away from where President Obama and Governor Romney were debating. I was on the campus green where students and faculty and staff gathered, several hundred, and it was a mixed crowd politically, all gathered outside on a green watching the debate on screens with a Jumbotron kind of feel, people laying out on with blankets and such.
And what were the biggest applause lines?
Well, it was interesting. Again, mixed crowd politically. So for Obama, what you heard, the biggest cheers actually were when he was enumerating the details of the health insurance overhaul, and specifically when he said that young people were able to stay on their parents' insurance until they were 26 years old. That got a big applause line from this crowd of mostly college students. And for the Romney supporters, it was interesting when he mentioned, there were several times that he mentioned being adamantly against big major defense cuts, and that got a big rousing applause from the Romney supporters in this crowd out in Colorado, which of course has major military installations. But overall, I would say it was not a raucous audience at all. It was pretty subdued. I mean, there weren't very many applause lines on either side. People just sort of taking in the debate and then kind of cheering at the beginning and cheering at the end with just a few outbreaks in between.
You've been traveling in the swing states where lots of voters have been saying they want more details on the candidates' plans. Do you think they were satisfied last night?
Well, you know, certainly there were different reactions depending on which candidate the voters were supporting. Those leaning towards President Obama afterwards were telling me pretty much what the president was trying to argue, that Governor Romney was still leaving out important details on how he would pay for things like his tax plan. But the Romney supporters were just over the moon excited about how their candidate had done, this sense that after kind of not having the greatest last couple of weeks, that he really came out and made them proud. But more than any kind of details on plans, what both sides of voters focused on was just the different candidates. Its dispositions, the sense that the president was a little bit back on his heels, defensive, while Governor Romney was you know, on point, the aggressor, and certainly presented better than the president. Both sides, whether Obama supporters or Romney supporters, told me that afterwards.
Okay, let's turn to Caitlin now. Caitlin, you're the editor of itsafreecountry.org, our political website here. What was your sense of the overall online reaction last night?
Online, it was definitely mirroring a lot of the things that Anna's talking about. Mainly, there were two main themes that were coming out, both on Twitter and in our live chat. Number one, exactly what Anna just said, Obama was on his heels, Mitt Romney was being clean and aggressive. And the second one was that Jim Lehrer should probably retire. In our live chat specifically, I think the chatters really wanted specifics and solutions. And I think although the makeup of our particular chat room was sort of politically less leaning to a little bit centrist, everyone could agree that the format was not very conducive to getting actual answers. We got very long strings of talking points and anecdotes. And also that Obama was on his heels in the sense that everyone sort of acknowledged that Mitt Romney has had a lot of practice at this. He's been doing it for a year. And he's really honed his craft. He was very good, and I think it showed. So those were the two main themes that both Twitter and our live chat were sort of encompassing.
What about the moderator last night, Jim Lehrer? What did people say about him?
I think maybe all you need to say is that one of the biggest new Twitter stars was an avatar called Silent Jim Lehrer. That was definitely a theme that was going on pretty much everywhere. I have to agree. Everyone in our chat room thought he was pretty disastrous. And I say this as having worked for the man before, who's a really nice guy, obviously, and done this for years and years. And I think that might have actually been the problem. I think that we have a very sort of new spark, sort of partisan sparring style for these debates. You could certainly see it in the primaries. And I think that was what people in our chat room specifically were looking for, kind of a quick, aggressive moderator who would follow up and keep the guys on topic and on task. Instead, we got these really broad, questions, sort of meandering. The highest tweeted moments were when one of the candidates would successfully spar with Jim Lehrer and buy himself more time. So it was sort of looked at as a bit of a debacle on the part of Jim Lehrer, which is pretty sad, but I have to agree.
Most of the undecided voters out there are women. Did you notice a gender divide amongst people reacting online?
Yes, definitely. Women in our chat room and on Twitter, I don't want to quite say outraged, but certainly exasperated. I think a lot of folks, myself included, thought that this domestic policy issues debate was going to encompass more of the social issues that we've certainly seen, certainly been hearing a lot about in the past few weeks. Anna had a great story on It's a Free Country yesterday, talking about how while she's been in Colorado, both of the campaigns want to talk about the economy, but voters want to talk about abortion. And that was completely the case last night, again, in our chat room and on Twitter. As the clock was ticking down and it was clear that the topic was still going to stay on the economy, we got all these sort of, maybe they're going to talk about women now by including this in a discussion of what the role of government is. And so there was sort of like this sense of grasping at straws. And then by the end of the debate, when it was clear that there were only 2 or 3 minutes left and the final statements were coming, there was sort of a collective, I don't want to say agony, but there was a real sense of a missed opportunity. And I think women and a good amount of men in our chat room, at least, who were expecting to have this conversation, really quite disappointed that didn't happen. Of course, we have, 3 more debates, but in terms of what I think people were expecting to hear last night, not what they wanted to hear.
Right. Anna, let's talk about that a little bit. You've been in Colorado, where a lot of voters have been talking to you about reproductive rights. How do you think last night's debate played on that front?
Well, I actually went back and looked at the transcript this morning, and not only was abortion that word not mentioned, but the word women was also not mentioned during the debate. Neither was the word men, but it's just striking given how much, particularly the Obama campaign, has made reaching out to women a part of their campaign and part of the Democratic Convention, that it wasn't mentioned at all was pretty striking. And voters noticed that, particularly Obama supporters that I talked to after the debate. That was the question when I asked, what did you want to know more about? That was the first thing that came up, as well as things like I wanted to know more about clean energy, environmental policy, et cetera. But abortion was a real sort of a missing moment for the voters in Denver as well. And it was also striking because at this gathering, that was where the signs were. That's what the stickers were. It was that's where the organizing energy was. A lot of pro-choice for Obama stickers. And so it just was interesting that that's what the scene was. And then, again, missing from the debate completely.
Caitlin, what do you think is next?
Well, we've got 3 more to go, 1 vice presidential debate and 2 more presidential debates. We're going to be doing live chats just like we did last night. So if you are watching and your candidate is not talking about what you want, please join us in. At least you'll have some solidarity in our room. And we'll also be playing Debate Bingo, which was a huge hit for us last night, although I think we kind of made it too hard because, based on what we've all been talking about this morning, we thought the campaigns were going to be talking about a whole new other set of terms, so we made it actually quite difficult to win. We had some winners, but it took almost the entire debate. So we'll be doing all that great stuff for the next 3 weeks to come.
All right. Thanks so much to you both.
Thank you.
WNYC's Anna Sale in Denver and Caitlin Thompson, editor of our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.